This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Firefighting crews are suppressing a wildland fire in Yellowstone National Park. Last Wednesday afternoon, Yellowstone heli-attack crews on an aerial reconnaissance mission spotted the ash fire in the Beckler area in the southwest corner of Yellowstone. The fire was estimated at more than 10 acres. Immediate fire suppression efforts were taken with 25 firefighters assigned to the fire. Resources include U.S. Forest Service smoke jumpers, a park helicopter with crew, Yellowstone's fire module Type 3 helicopter, and a heavy helicopter. The ash fire was most likely ignited by lightning. The park has received more than 350 lightning strikes in a 24-hour period during storm activity in recent days. Yellowstone firefighters have responded to multiple wildfires throughout the park since the beginning of July. In recent weeks, more than 500 lightning strikes from thunderstorms have started 6 wildfires in the park's backcountry. Firefighters have worked diligently to suppress all wildland fires upon detection. While fire suppression efforts are ongoing, closures to trail and backcountry campsites in the area are in effect. A new Montana law aims to regulate the use of electric scooters, electric unicycles, two-wheel platform rides, and similar devices. The state has passed new rules for seatless rides previously unauthorized on public roadways. Republican Montana State Representative Neil Durham carried the bill after seeing a boy around town riding his one-wheeled wonder, which Durham described as a motorized unicycle equipped with a headlight and taillight. Electric unicycles have only a wheel and foot platforms, no seat or post. Riders lean forward and backward to control the speed. Despite following traffic laws, the boy was riding illegally, Durham said, since seatless devices like his hadn't been authorized on public roadways. Durham said, "I suspect your community has a kid just about like him. This really is his transportation." Durham said the same applies to many people who have lost their driving privileges due to drunken driving. As the Eureka police chief and a former Montana Highway Patrol trooper, he has seen it firsthand. No special license is required to ride an electric scooter or other seatless device. For mopeds and motorcycles, riders must obtain a motorcycle endorsement on their driver's license. Under the new law, riders of motorized scooters or similar devices must obey all traffic laws and have white headlights and red taillights affixed to either the device or to the rider's body or helmet. Riders younger than 18 years must also wear a helmet. Motorized devices are not allowed on sidewalks unless the motor is off and they are being pedaled or pushed along. Riders must also yield to pedestrians. Cities may enact their own sidewalk bans. The new state law says that the power source for motorized seatless devices may not be capable of propelling the device at a speed exceeding 30 miles an hour on a level surface. Some cities most affected by the new law are Bozeman and Great Falls, which have both hosted scooter rental programs in recent years. Matt Danzer, a 15-year officer with the Bozeman Police Department, thinks scooters are generally a good alternative to drunken driving. An intoxicated rider might hurt themselves or a pedestrian, but nothing like the damage they can do in a car. But there are downsides, Officer Danzer said. Most people renting scooters didn't bring helmets, so they rode without one. He also saw one of the devices thrown off a parking garage and another into a dumpster. "I think it's a lot like riding a bicycle, you know," Officer Danzer said. "We have people who are going to ride responsibly and people who aren't." The new law and rules for seatless rides, such as electric unicycles and skateboards, take effect October 1st.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.